Welcome to the Beautiful Feet Podcast. We've been going over the book of James, and we're going over the book of James, chapter 1, verses 19 to the end of the chapter, which is 27. I'm going to just go ahead and start reading. Verse 19. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently in his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away at once, forgets what he looks like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and keep oneself unstained from the world. The verses that I focused on were verses 23-24. It says, if anyone who is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his face in a mirror. He looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he looks like. What this is saying is we've got to be people who take the word, let it plant root into our heart, understand it. We need to learn it. And what we need to do is we need to begin to act it out. It says a doer is the word. Doer of the word would remember what God says and would be obedient. The story illustrates a man who sees what is in front of him, but he does not pay attention to the small but yet significant details that makes the image great. See, he's looking at himself in a mirror. He sees his face, he recognizes it, but when he walks away, he forgets every wrinkle, he forgets every blemish, he forgets the color of his hair, the color of his eyes. All in all, basically, he's forgetting who he truly is. See, we're supposed to be people who take the word of God. And we're supposed to be people who live it out. We don't just believe it on a Sunday or believe it on a Wednesday Bible study. We believe it Monday morning when we're waking up groggy for work. We believe it Thursday night when we wake or when we get to home from work and we're tired and we're beat down, and we're mentally and emotionally exhausted. We can't forget the details that God's given us. We can't forget the details that he's beginning to show us over time through his word, through his grace, through his speaking to us. He goes on to say in verse 25, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, wow, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. So he's saying, okay, if you are the man who takes the word of God to heart and lives it out to the best of your ability, to the best of your moment, who prays to God for assistance and for strength and to be encouraged and to bless other people, he says, that person will be blessed in his doing. The things that that person does will be a blessing not only to himself and to his family, but the world around him. God will reverberate blessings through his life. I truly believe that. God, this is a note that I wrote down. God does not just ask for our belief. He's looking for obedience in his perfect word. He's not just asking you to believe that he exists. A lot of people have that mistake that, oh, if you believe God exists, you go to heaven. If you believe God exists, then God will bless you. But what it says is the person who is a believer, who is a doer, who doesn't just hear the word but sinks it into his heart and says, hey, I'm going to do what the word says, that man will be blessed. By being obedient to the word, we have opened ourselves up for God's blessing in our lives. And we've allowed our blessing to again reverberate to the people around us. Some questions that we could ask. How can you be a doer of the word? How can you take past just hearing what God says and actually doing what God says? Question number two. What is God asking you to be obedient with or to be obedient in? Maybe he's asking you to a specific type of ministry. Maybe he's asking you to a specific career. Maybe he's asking you just to talk to your neighbor about Jesus, to share your faith with somebody you don't know. It could be any one of those things. What is your first step in being obedient? After you start to get an idea of this is where God wants me, what's your first step? What are you going to do first? I know for me, many times it's not just working with the ministry, but it's being immersed in ministry and praying over the ministry. It's reading my Bible on a regular basis, even though I'm tired. It's recording podcasts that sometimes I'm tired. It's hard to do, but you know what? It's a blessing. I pick up the Bible, I read through it, and I go, hey, I want to record this because I believe God will bless people with this. That's what this podcast is for. That's what Beautiful Feet is about. It's about blessing the next generation, blessing the people sitting next to you on the bus, blessing the people who are walking next to you on the street. And it's also about delivering the word of God in a way that can be seen as entertaining. But read through the book of James. It's a fantastic book. But for this week, we're focusing on being doers of the word. Listen to what God's speaking to you through Bible study, through prayer reading, through community. Dig into that and say, okay, God's asking me to develop this habit. God's asking me to develop this character of integrity. How am I going to do that? Let's be obedient to God's word. Let's be doers of the word. Let's not just hear it and let it pass from one ear to the next. Let's let it sink into our heart, into our mind, and take root to the point where we adjust the way we act so that we can accommodate the word of God and allow the word of God to be the centerpiece of our hearts. I hope this is a blessing for you. I hope this little tidbit of information just sinks into your heart and into your mind. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the word. I thank you for every little bit that word has helped us, that your word has blessed us, has transformed us, and made us brand new. That happened because we heard the word of God through someone doing the will of God, who didn't just hear it themselves and pass by, but they decided to be obedient. God, help us to be obedient in everything that we do, in our regular everyday jobs, or maybe in our ministry. Help us to be obedient in what we do. I pray that you will bless us this week, continue to walk with us, continue to be with us, and open up doors for us to be obedient. Give us the strength and the courage to walk through those doors. Help us to be a blessing as well as being blessed by others. Father God, I thank you. Help us to get focused on your word, your will. I pray all this in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope that this is a blessing. Read through the book of James. We're going into chapter 2 next week. Let's get into it. Have a great week. God bless.